Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think I burned myself.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot goss.
It's our weekly chat show where we talk about things in our life, issues in politics, and things in our DMs.
So let's dive right in and get into this hot goss.
Oh my gosh. We had a busy weekend.
We did. We fully did.
Girl, I did the most. I went from Denver at Trax to San Fran Oasis to...
Really?
Yeah.
You did all that this weekend?
All that before.
Oh my gosh.
Gave Leo Forte blue balls, literally. And then
wow. Did you paint them?
I was wearing blue lipstick. And then it was Madonna night. So all the good songs were taken. So I just did True Blue with blue lipstick on and gave guys blue balls.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because that's how you make it work.
We love Leo Forte, friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Yes.
But after that, we capped it off by seeing, you know, it's good to support. I always try to go to my girlfriend's shows. So we went to a girlfriend's show.
We had to. We can't not.
She would have noticed.
Right. Yeah.
She's like, where are they?
We went, of course, to Lady Gaga in Las Vegas.
Jazz and piano.
Yes, the jazz and piano version of her Vegas show. And she said she opens the show by saying, you know, when she first pitched this idea, they were a little
skeptical.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. Can't you just do the hits? And she was like, fine, let me do a show with all the hits. Mm-hmm. Bang, bang, boom, boom, dance, dance, dance. And then let me do a chill night with just jazz and piano. And she said, you know which one sold out first?
Jazz and piano.
Guess what?
I mean, she knows what's going on. She knows what's up. It's the fact that anyone would question her is appalling.
Right.
You know?
And, yeah. And she knows what she likes.
And she knows what the fans like, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen ever a misstep in her career. I mean, her brain works overtime.
Mm-hmm.
She has one of the coolest managers in the world.
Yeah.
Like, literally, we saw him after just chilling at her meet and greet with her, like, just there.
Friend of the pod.
Bobby Campbell, we love you so much.
Do.
And it was so cool to, like, be walked through her museum by him and, like, just, like, to see all her costumes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you look up and you're like, oh, there's Gaga's Super Bowl descending upon us like fucking Spider-Man. So cool. I recommend anybody go to the park in Las Vegas just to see the outfits, get some cool merch, and see all this history. I mean, for the last decade, she's been at the top of the pop game consistently and music in general, just, like, killing it. Oh, I'll do a jazz album. I'll do this. She fucking kills it. Oh, I'll do a movie and win an Oscar. I forgot that I'll put drag queens in, you know, like, she's the coolest.
Who is in it?
How dare you?
Tell us. Give us a name.
Shangela Laquifa Wadley.
My name ain't baby. It's Shangela. Miss Wadley, if you're nasty.
She's got a podcast now, too.
She has?
Yeah.
How is it? I haven't listened to it. What's it called?
I don't know. Probably.
It's just called Shangela. It started off as a Game of Thrones podcast, but now that's over. So
that didn't happen.
Oh, she started as a Game of Thrones podcast. Work. Okay. It's Jennifer Lewis on it. I would hope so.
I mean,
Mother of Black Hollywood.
Her book was amazing. Have you read her book?
I haven't.
Her book has so many anecdotes, and just about so many different people, about her lovely.
I love it. It's a simple title. It's called Shangela, friend of the pod, Shang.
Friend of the pod.
I love how on our outline it says private jet, question mark. No, we did not fly in a private jet. I mean, it was a small plane. It was not a private jet.
You didn't feel private?
No, not really. It was a different flying experience, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Not Diamond.
They're called, no, Charters. It wasn't Diamond. The service is called JetSuite X.
Uh-huh.
So it's sort of like JetSuite is like a service that hooks you up with, this is not a paid thing at all, by the way. They should be paying us for us talking about it. But they sort of pair you up with like planes that are small that to give you that private jet feeling. And some of the planes are actually small private jets, like fucking 10-seat planes. This flight was not one of them. It was fine. I liked the flying experience because we flew out of like a really small airport.
Van
Nuys?
No
security. No, it was Burbank.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, but off to the side of Burbank Airport. So you like go and there's no security. They just sort of, the customer service was really nice. They take your bags. This is not a paid advertisement. Can we reach out? I want fucking money for talking
Same.
About. I'm basically selling their product right now. But it was cool. It was like a 30-person jet. So it was like not really a bad seat. And just the short flight from LA to Las Vegas.
A puddle jump.
It was cute. The greatest part was getting the picture walking up the stairs to the plane.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that Lola didn't sprain her ankle angling out her Louboutin so we could see the bottom while she was entering.
Did she?
Girl.
She had to show the red.
She had to show the red.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, my God.
God bless Lola.
I'll send you my... my picture too of going up the plane steps.
And me, I was just traveling on Delta, and
Diamante.
I entered and I said to the woman, "Can you please hang this in the closet? It's got some wigs in it that are styled. I don't want crushed." And she said, "Wigs?
I don't have a closet."
And she said, "Well, work." And
oh,
I was
you
like,
did?
"Yeah." I was like, "Oh, thanks." I was like, and then someone else said, "Good for you." And I was like, oh, wow. Good for me.
I was with you when the woman put her hand on the closet door and said, "I don't have a closet."
We don't have a closet.
She literally motioned to, like, I'm looking at the closet. You're touching the closet door. We don't have a closet.
Yeah, like, girl, I know what's in there. It's a closet. I've been on every plane Delta has. And you're saying there's not a closet? Well, that's just fine because I'm going home. And if my wigs get smooshed, it's fine. I'll be going jet suite next time.
What else is going on in the kingdom? I mean, I have to say, we're speaking of Lady Gaga's jazz and piano show. I sort of have felt that way as well, because Jeremy and I are doing a tour of Amethyst Journey in the UK coming up. We're really excited about
Aliens.
It. Right. It's going to be really fun. We've had to fight for it because it's different type of music than Alaska is typically known for.
There's less bass.
There's less bass.
And it's below 80 beats per minute, probably some of it.
Some of it, but...
it's still great music when it comes down to it.
Yes. And so all I'm saying is we're going to fight for it to be a huge success. And I think it's going to be worth it.
And when is it?
This is in July. It's July 3rd through the 16th, I believe.
Oh, a summer engagement.
Oh, yes. Full summer
engagement. How enjoyable.
Yeah.
And summer in England. Gosh, I can't think of anywhere nicer.
The what? Does it get really hot? I love doing shows over there in the summer because the theaters themselves are just like hot boxes.
I did a Pride over there and I wore a jacket. It was still cold.
Oh. Oh, really?
England is like lateral with Maine, like hemisphere-wise.
Ooh, good.
It's
brisk.
Good. Brisk.
It makes for a nice tight tuck. That's what Raven said to me once at an early show in West Hollywood. It was like really cold in our dressing room, which was the handicap bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, what was it? Here Lounge?
Uh-huh. That one where everybody takes shits.
Yeah, we did the Sassy Show.
Uh-huh, Sassy Mondays.
And that was her dressing room, and we just sort of, like, were able to keep our stuff in there. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cold. And she said, I like it when it's cold. It makes for a nice tight tuck. And was totally serious and didn't look away from the mirror when she said it.
I would never look away from the mirror if I looked like Raven.
I know, true.
God damn.
Tivana. Tivana St. James. We're going Dupree. To come back with Dupree Davenport. we are going to be right back with some more.
Be right back. Goss.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama. Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
'Tis the season. It's June. Rainbows everywhere.
That's right. And so we want to open this next segment called Let's Get Political. Political. I want to get political.
Let me see your hanging chad.
Hanging chad. This is a little segment where we get a little bit political. Just we are not afraid to go there.
We're not.
We're not afraid.
I don't think we'll alienate anybody.
Sometimes the truth has to be spoken.
Mm-hmm. Release the tea.
Thank you for taking some time to enjoy the view.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Of this opinion.
So there's a lot going on in the news at all times. It's a 24-hour news cycle. But it is Pride Month. And mm-hmm. so we wanted to talk about gay pride and straight pride.
This straight pride movement is frustrating to me.
It's a real thing.
People say it all the time. They're like, well, when's straight pride? It's like, you're not a marginalized group. You don't need to be. Pride... It sounds like to straight people, oh, we're just doing it because we're proud, but we're actually doing it as a declaration that we're here and we're proud that we're here despite, what is that? Is that hair? That's hair. Sorry. That's probably my hair. It looked blonde.
Ooh. There was hair, body, or face in my drinking cup.
Possibly all three.
As she's talking about her,
pulling
really
a string, pulling a weft out of her throat. Wow. It's one of those things. It's an act of rebellion and a declaration and an act of defiance at first, back in the 70s and stuff, you know. So
yes,
straight people never needed to do that. You straight people never needed to say, I'm straight and this needs to be accepted, because it always was. It's
yes.
So whenever someone says that, it feel free to laugh at them, but then also educate them, please, because this isn't a laughing matter. People in our community are still dying.
Yeah.
And like, this is a good chance to show people that like, we still have a long way to go.
Yes.
Just because you're allowed to be gay and wear rainbows and stuff and you could buy them off Amazon, that doesn't mean we're done at
right.
all.
Yeah. And if you want straight pride, I mean, just go to a movie theater, open a magazine, look at a billboard. It's a society that is straight centric. And so there is no need for straight pride.
Much like
if people
say we need Caucasian pride or white pride, it's like, you don't. You haven't been marginalized. It's the same
yes.
thing. Like, straight people are everywhere. It's fine, you know? We don't open up, you know, Us Weekly and see a bunch of stories on couples who are gay. We see
no.
couples who are straight.
Yep.
You know, and it's not like they ever had to come out as straight and had to deal with, you know, opening up that
losing their job, yeah. being thrown out of the house at a young age, being bullied or beaten the fuck up or murdered,
having to turn to sex work for money.
Right.
You know, or choosing to turn to sex work for money. And
yeah.
then there's awful people who are still in power. I was just in Alabama like 2 weeks ago at Bebop's, chilling
yeah.
and having fun and stuff.
Love Bebop's, friend of the pod.
Of course, there is a mayor down there who says about gay people, quote, the only way to change it would be to kill the problem out. I know it's bad to say, but without killing them out, there's no way to fix it. Somebody said that about gay people.
Like a politician said that?
An elected official, a mayor, said that.
Well, it's really troubling and also not, you know, not really possible.
Carbon Hill Mayor Mark Chambers, he was responding to a comment of his original post. It says, we live in a society where homosexuals lecture us on morals, transvestites lecture us on human biology. Oh, he listens to the pod. Baby killers lecture us on human rights, and socialists lecture us on economics. I mean, the fact that the abortion law is going to affect so many good people in Georgia.
Yeah.
If Disney pulls out and if like Marvel pulls out, all these people are threatening to pull out, and some already have, of Georgia's booming film economy. And one of my good friends,
right.
Chad Darnell, who he was a casting director at Central Casting for years, and he's put me on a lot of different things. He works actively in Georgia as a casting director, and
yeah.
it really hurts the industry that's there, that is filled with amazing people. I've worked in Georgia at least a couple times, because I remember spending my per diem at Swingin' Richards.
That is a place to spend
that?
The per diem.
It was a movie
for
with
sure.
With Jonah Hill. I forget what it was called, but it was about aliens, and I was cut, but I still get a paycheck from it.
Oh, work.
But like, there's a huge industry down there, and putting your money where your mouth is and pulling all that work might be effective, but it hurts a lot of people. So I'm kind of torn on what to do. But I definitely don't want to go to Alabama with this guy making comments like this.
Yeah.
And then he denied writing the post, and then he later backtracked, and he admitting he was responsible, but thought he was sending a private message, not a public post. So Mark Chambers, the Carbon Hill mayor, is an admitted liar and
yeah.
deceiver. I hope he does not get reelected, and I hope
yeah.
that this kind of hate eventually dies out.
Yeah.
Is that bad to wish that people die?
Well, I have to believe optimistically that that's not totally necessary, and that people can change and
I don't want
learn.
Like a violent death, just like in his sleep. Something nice.
Okay. No, I mean, that's if you feel that way, but I don't think it's necessary, because I think that people can change, and wherever people are standing, I think they're capable of having an understanding of things they don't understand. Cause you can't hate someone whose story that you know. So he just doesn't know the story. Like, he doesn't have the perspective. Clearly.
He wants us dead. He said he wants to kill us all. How could you expect this man to change? And he's an old white man. He's one of he's one of the old white men probably that supported the abortion law.
I'm not saying I agree with him or what he's doing or has done is right, but I also
believe in change, which is good.
I would like to believe, because there he's not just one person. He's one representative of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I don't think all those people should be dead. I think that they, hopefully we can come to an understanding of each other without it having come to that.
Well, all these white men that made this Alabama law and signed it into mm-hmm. existence are old white men, but the mm-hmm. Republican governor of Alabama is a white woman, and mm-hmm. she signed away all of her sister's rights, basically. I think
they're trying terrifying.
To the rollbacks are happening, and if we don't stay on top of it,
yeah.
Like, I'm not a political person, but I go to marches and I sign petitions when I can, but like, this is scary. I'm genuinely scared.
Yeah,
two states have taken away rights that were there. Civil, do you know how hard it is to roll back a civil right? They couldn't even roll back the marriage. Certain, when before Prop 8 happened, mm-hmm. a bunch of people got married in California. They couldn't take away that marriage because it's extremely hard to roll back a civil right.
Right.
They took away the abortion right, though. They're doing it now.
Yeah, and more states are following suit.
I'm petrified.
Yes, there is a lot to be petrified about. And so you're exactly right. We need to be vigilant, and we need to make sure that we are registering to vote, and we need to make sure that we are voting.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Full on. No more slacktivism, guys. Get up and get out and be loud.
Hallelujah.
And listen to Shangela's podcast.
So that is a segment that we're calling
Let's Get Political. Political. I wanna get political. Make sure you fucking register.
We'll be right back.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important mm-hmm. for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Ooh, what's that bag is bulging.
Ooh, it's bulging. This is, of course, our hot goss mailbag.
So many mails.
So many mails in that mailbag.
So many mails, not enough mouths.
So let's dive in and get into some of these amazing notes that we've gotten in our stunning hot goss mailbag.
Now, this is a follow-up from last week from Justin. Mm-hmm. He says, "Hey, dolls, thanks for so much for breeding and responding to my question. My BF and I didn't break up over the brown face thing, but I appreciate the concern. Alaska."
I'm relieved.
Wow, thank God. Thank God we can continue on. This troll, if you don't remember, asked Alaska.
It wasn't trolling. Girl, it was a fair question.
It was a question which was...
Don't call Justin a troll. He's one of our valued hot gossers.
Okay, I think he was making a statement in a few sentences, and then he'd made a question at the end. Well, what do you feel about it? It was very... pointed. Anyway, Alaska, he loved your response and truly appreciated you taking the time out to reflect and acknowledge it, especially because it was of your own volition. And like, you could have totally skipped that question, but we didn't. We addressed the pressing issues. Now, to Willem, to myself, he wanted to mention for educational purposes that his boyfriend is Southeast Asian, specifically Filipino. You spell Filipino with an F? Huh. As is Fifi, who spells it with a PH, who I believe is Portuguese Filipino. Girl, this ain't 23andMe. I don't think we need this question anymore.
Justin continues on to say, my partner identifies as brown, and that's mostly the reason why he was offended by seeing Alaska use darker foundations. I get what you were meaning, though, exclamation point. But yeah, you can identify as Asian and brown at the same time, therefore making a brown face if you're impersonating an ethnicity in such a way. Love y'all so much, and thank you again for receiving my email with grace and being so rad about it.
See, I...
No, this is educational. We're having conversations that allow us to expand our minds and learn a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful to Justin.
And I learned that Filipino has an F.
Hallelujah. We're all learning.
Look at
Thank you for that stunning piece of mail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I put that question first because of this next question is a gift for you.
Hey, gals.
Our next question, it's from Andrew, and it says...
Hey, gals. Longtime fan, listener of the pod from the start. Love the extra addition today. Keep up the good work, loves. And here's a little D for William to appreciate.
Kissy face.
Kissy face.
Wait, a dick?
The balls, too, should be of note. Wow, those are some plums.
Oh, pendulas.
Some plum smugglers. Oh, wow. That's a tangerine.
Hateful eight.
Love. And the curve at the top, it looks like the details, that it looks like the hood of a Maserati, honestly, that curve.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Okay.
Well, and thank I can see his underwear because they're pulled down and the underwear are clean. There's no skid marks.
Are they from Underwear Expert?
Oh, no, those are pink.
Oh, okay. Well, wow. Thank you, Andrew, for being a listener.
I can't thank you enough for listening with your penis.
We're interested in showing different sides of the pod. And so Hot Goss is a reflection of that. So thank you for joining us on this journey.
And by other sides, I mean, lift up your balls so we can see behind them next time, too.
Oh, my goodness. Shit. All right. Well, our next note in the mailbag is from Charles. Dear Alaska Willem and Dipper, it's 1:30 at night and my daughter Zoe, who's 16, my husband Armando and I just got back to our hotel from seeing your drag queen of the year pageant. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I remember Zoe. She gave me a bump.
Oh my gosh, stop that. I want to say it was one of the best times of my life. I know you probably get stressed, but none of us felt bored because the entire evening was so much fun and funny. I could have listened to you and Jackie beat riff all night long. I just wanted to give you props as well for all the work you did to send a message about inclusiveness in the pageant community and say congrats for all the money you raised for the LGBTQ Center in LA. Props, and we are so glad we chose your pageant over the other production going across town.
Oh.
Shade. with admiration, the Garcia Balot family.
What a cute picture, too.
They're so amazing.
Thanks.
Family.
Thank you so much, family.
It's a family affair.
I appreciate your attendance and you writing in and your listenership.
Yes.
And Zoe, just to let you know, I'll fuck your dads.
Oh, my God.
They look pretty hot.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, Amanda has a question. She says, what is your pet peeves when fans try to ask for autographs or pics? What if someone won't take no for an answer? I don't remember ever saying no right now, but it's my pet peeve is when, and I did it in Vegas a couple times this weekend, people would come right up to me and they say, can we take a picture? And the first thing I would say is, hi. And then wait a second. And I say, sure, we could take a picture. But you need say hi to me first before you, you know, tranbush me.
Well, that's Amanda goes on to say,
oh, wow.
One of my former frumpy friends.
I don't know how that managed.
Interrupted Willem's conversation for a photo, and he politely told her there is a meet and greet after the show. Yeah. This bitch held up her camera anyway and took it. And a cool side note from Amanda. I stood to the side like the questionable lady that I am, and Willem called me over for a photo anyway because I had one of his shirts on. Tell these hoes that you can be a fan and still have some fucking etiquette.
I will say something about that because that does look like I said no to that girl. But literally, when I'm at a club and I'm working and I'm doing a lap because I don't want to sit in the back room, I tell people, yeah, the meet and greet's after because the promoter makes his money by people buying a meet and greet.
Yeah, it's the product.
To touch me and to take a picture. And I don't mind. And that's the rule. If I take pictures with everybody for free in the club before the show, like, it's one of those things where the promoter, I'm dicking him actively out of his coin. And his coin pays me. So I'm just trying to go with the flow on stuff. You know, it's not that hard. It's, and you know where I'm going to be all night. if worse comes to worse, wait outside the door. You know when I'm going to leave eventually.
Yeah.
I don't mind ever taking a picture because I know at one point no one's going to ask or care. So I say yes mostly. Vegas, we did it all weekend, you know.
Yeah.
It's weird. The only other pet peeve I have is when someone asks for a picture and another girl's on stage. I'm like, no, let's watch the show. And then after, I don't like that. I don't like taking pictures while another girl's on stage. Yeah, that's my thing. I usually just do like I point to my eyes and then point to the girl and tell the people to watch. And then they wait till after. It's, you know, you don't want to be rude, but you also want to like instill some general etiquette in people, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was having a hard time in Vegas, and I don't know why, because we were getting asked for pictures a lot. Of course, I mean, we got up in full drag and went to see a show at a casino. Like, of course we're making a spectacle. We want people to look at us. We want attention, obviously. But I was having a really hard time getting in the mindset of, like, being enthusiastic with taking pictures.
They were swarming,
said yes to everyone because it's easier to say yes. And you're right, there is gonna be the only worst thing than a meet and greet that's too long is one that is too short or doesn't exist.
Oh, Candy Muse musings on the Twitter. I'm in the VIP all alone and nobody asked me how I was feeling. Very that.
Aww,
bless.
That's sweet. So sometimes it's hard, but I do always try to say yes because I mean, it's a lot of excitement for that person. And for us, it takes 2 seconds out of our time. I think the thing in Vegas that was getting to me, honestly, was the fact that it wasn't like fans of drag or fans of us who are asking for pictures.
Straight people.
Well, it was people who just wanted a picture with the big shiny thing.
Yep.
And so they didn't know like the etiquette of like, don't fucking grab and touch and like put it on the flash. Like there was no prior knowledge or like mutual respect going on. And so I felt a little like an animal.
Remember
in a cage
that one
times.
Lady that
but
pushed,
I still said yes.
There was a lady who pushed her husband almost. She's like, take a picture. And his face said, no. And he's the word weird was used. And we were
oh,
like,
the guy behind us in the line.
Yeah, darling.
For the taxi line. We were having a trouble getting in the taxi line, darling. Vegas stresses me out.
Yeah, it's a lot. But my thing with people is when they come up to me and they're obviously clueless, they're like, take a picture with my friend. I first try to say hello. And then if they still go for it, I'm like, what's my name? If they're being rude. And if they don't know your name.
Say my name.
Or they can't talk shit about you on the internet, so you don't photo with them. Basically, if they don't know your name.
Right. And if it feels like a novelty photo that you're going to show like to people and say, look at how crazy and weird and
George met some drag queens. And
right. If it feels like that's going on, but I still say yes.
I mean, it's easier. Now, we would like to thank you all for listening to
Hot Goss.
You can follow us on IG at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod.
And yes, and you can also now follow our OnlyFans at OnlyFans.com/RaceChaserPod.
And we might even be back next week with more Hot Goss.
Forever Dog.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.